Obviously a bye week for your team coming off a couple of really good wins. How did you guys make use of it?
Yeah, I thought, we had a couple objectives within the week, last week of just, obviously rest, getting recovered and getting a couple guys back healthy, but also, getting on to practicing. So we were able to get on the field. So had three really good practices last week, and we're able to, get back to some of the basics fundamentals, but also get going on our next point opponent in Delaware, and that's something we did take advantage of was it was that time that we had, so that was really helpful for us, and we're out there this morning, thought we had a good day this morning just getting going, and but felt like it was needed at, from where we were, two road games, then obviously getting a bye before our next road game and getting down to Delaware this weekend.
Few questions for you. First from Andy Walter. Go ahead, Andy.
Morning. Hey, Coach.
Andy.
I don't know if you had a chance to look much at Delaware yet, but they've used a few different quarterbacks this season, and is there much difference in their production and the way they run their offense, depending who you get?
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, we have, and I think the one thing is that they're, both all really productive. I mean, looking at Zach and just what he was able to do this past weekend, and I know, it looked as though he was, maybe not 100%, but still was able to hang in there and play tough and made throws and moved around the pocket and got the ball down the field, and that was really impressive to see. I think with Marcus getting back going, then obviously Silver as well. The both backs present problems in the run game, and allow them to be multiple. I mean, one thing I would say about their offense is like they're able to be multiple, play to the strengths of their players, and you saw that in the game against Monmouth. So that's going to be, present us obviously a huge challenge, just in terms of getting lined up and then being able to execute from there. So, just really impressed with their overall production on both sides of the ball and their ability to play together and go and execute a game plan.
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying, they've had a few different running backs too. Is it, not much difference, not much fall off, no matter who they have in there right now?
Well, just, obviously we haven't played Delaware my first 2 years here. So, Marcus Yarn, seeing him, really the first time being able to see him this year, on tape, and I don't think we didn't have a ton of crossover either, but to be able to see, certainly a special back, a guy who has great balance, great vision. One thing you feel with him is like, he may make a cut, but then he can get back full speed really quickly and then get vertical as well. Obviously, Silver, watching him, I mean, shift, I think he has great feet, quickness, hard to get a clean hit on him. So tackling both those guys will be I mean, that's a full day's work right there. So you're going to need to do a great job just swarming and getting around these guys, especially with their front, their offensive line, and how well they've been playing.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin Bisley. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach. During your bye week, did you guys do plenty of self-scout, and were there certain areas where you guys feel like you have the potential to be better, and is that something you worked on?
Yeah, so, yeah, did some self-scout, and something that we try to maintain throughout the years, a level of understanding of who we are. Obviously you can do that through data, but there's a human element to football. So being able to see how our players are aligning and going about their business is something we certainly check on and monitor. So we are, we're not playing into a tendency. So certainly something we looked into, and we're able to take the time to do that. But I just think that, I think building confidence is something that's been really important here at Maine, in this year, and feel like we've been able to build some confidence. I believe we have explosive players. It's putting them in the right positions, putting our defensive players in the right positions to make plays. We gotta, I thought we really, at the end of the previous game, I mean, against Albany, we were, our players made plays, and even within some of those plays, we didn't execute to a high level. So that's been our biggest thing, is being able to execute it better, being able to play as 11 together on each side of the ball, and just that ex level of execution we know we're going to need when we're going to play a team like Delaware.
Hey, Coach, if I could follow, as you know, Maine has a great history of really kind of rising to the occasion against the Blue Hens. I know you were, I'm pretty sure you were part of a win at Delaware Stadium, if I'm not mistaken, yourself as a player. But I mean, is that something that you guys can kind of summon, you know, when you come down here this week, you know, knowing where Delaware's going and that this could be the last game between the two?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't necessarily put a ton of thought to that nostalgic look to it of being there the last time, but certainly have a ton of respect for Delaware and that, you know, knowing that the history and certainly the connections to Maine, you know, with the staffs, you know, back in the 60s and, you know, just the longstanding tradition that came from Michigan to Maine to Delaware. So, you know, I'm certainly up to speed with that, and I think it's a really neat rivalry game, one that's been played for many years. And obviously, I have a lot of stories getting told to me from Coach Cosgrove and you know, the coaches that have come before me. And I think just one thing, you know, when you face a team like Delaware, from being as a player and a coach, you know, now is just like a level of respect, a level of preparation that needs to go into this week, you know, a level of detail that needs to go into our game, just because we know what we're going up against. And you know, when you have a standard of performance, a standard of execution, and the players have certainly risen up to that, and Coach Carty's done a great job of that.
Much appreciated, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Jordan, next question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach.
Hey,
Coach,
buddy.
just wanted to ask you were talking about guys banged up. Can you give us an injury update? Will Jamie Lampson be back? Shakur Smalls, and then what's it going to take to beat Delaware? Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we expect Jamie's been working back in, so we expect to have him in some sort of role within this game, which is going to be great. It's getting him back going. Obviously, a leader within that wide receiver group and amongst our team. So, good to get Jamie back. And then Shakur is working his way back. That's kind of to be determined right now where he's going to be and when we get to the game. And those are really the two right now that coming off the bye week certainly helped us having the extra time. You know, and we anticipate having Devin Vaught back as well. It's just one who did not play in the Albany game. So, looking forward to having those guys back with us. You know, just speaking on a little bit more in detail on Delaware, I mean, just looking statistically in every category, I mean, they're top of the league. So they really had their way, you know, in terms of offensive production. Really impressed with them, just like their red zone efficiency, you know, their ability to stay ahead of the chains offensively, productively move the ball down the field, not a lot of negative plays. Defensively, you know, I just see like a really tough defensive group, you know, up front. I think they do a nice job controlling gaps and, you know, playing to their strengths. And you see their D linemen, like they have a great understanding of where their fits are, but also the linebackers. Always love watching good linebacker play and seeing their linebackers just like fly around and play really hard. So, you know, and then obviously their structure presents challenges because it's not anything we've seen this year. You know, and just their three down and three safety look. So that will be a challenge for us. But you know, it's gonna take a full team effort and gotta do a great job controlling what we can control, and that's within ourselves, but also within the game, with the football as well. So certainly be a welcome challenge, and I think a great challenge for us at this stage of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
One more for you, Jordan from Tyler. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey Jordan, you guys have after you know tough Delaware team, and then you have two ranked FCS teams, and you know playing really well right now. I guess how excited are your guys about the opportunity to grab a few big wins and turn some heads where you know heads haven't turned in a couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is obviously the CAA has talent from top to bottom. And I think if we've learned anything, if you hadn't learned anything, you learned it this year in college football, that you got to show up ready to play and you got to show up ready to compete. You got to get past whatever happened on a Saturday and get ready to move forward the following week and get ready to play. So, you know, I just think it's so important for our players. It's so important for our coaching staff to be aligned in terms of what we're communicating. And that is, you know, everything that has to do with us and us getting better and growing. You know, here we are from game five to game six, you know, and making those incremental strides that are going to put us in a position to continue to play together as a team. And that's offensively, defensively, and that's our coaching staff and our players understanding our strategy going into the game and being able to go out and execute it. So, but certainly excited about the opportunity to come out with like really face some really good teams. Obviously, our focus right now is on Delaware. You know, that certainly presents enough to bite off this week, and then we'll move on from there.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Delaware, and we'll